This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. The University of Miami's Law School has a new dean. Tony Verona started the position earlier this month. I spoke with him about how his experience as a Cuban immigrant and a gay man shaped him as a lawyer.
I was born in Cuba in 1967. My father had to stay in Cuba for a few months to earn his exit visa, while my mother and my maternal grandparents and I went through Spain. And so in 1970, we reunited in Newark. I was the only member of our nuclear family who spoke English. I was called upon to be the family translator and to be the family representative whenever anybody needed to go to the immigration office or the Social Security office. And so that experience taught me about advocacy. I had that sort of lawyering bug bite me very early in my life.
So I know that one of your areas of expertise is gender and sexuality law. I was curious what attracted you to that specialty.
Well, I am openly gay, and coming out as a Cuban American, as a working class kid from Newark, was a challenge. I fortunately had a supportive and loving family to embrace me, who love me and love my husband of many, many years. Not everyone has that great fortune. And so early on, I thought that part of what I needed to do as a lawyer and as an activist was to devote a lot of my time to the LGBTQ cause.
You worked for the Human Rights Campaign, which is a national organization that advocates for the rights of LGBTQ people. How does your experience with the Human Rights Campaign inform your work as an educator?
It is so important to value diversity and inclusion in our key institution. And I place law schools at the very top of that list. We need to make sure that everyone who has something to offer is allowed a seat at the table and a voice in the conversation.
So what made you want this job, Dean of the University of Miami Law School?
Well, I have been a tenured professor for quite some time, and before that on the tenure track at the American University Washington College of Law in absolute bliss since 2005. I was not in the market to be a law dean. I was not looking for a new job. I was not looking to leave Washington. And because I had served as an associate dean for academic affairs and a vice dean for quite some time there, I was getting calls and emails regularly nominating me to be dean at law schools across the country. But, you know, the timing wasn't right. The location wasn't quite right. There was always something that wasn't quite right. And so I would nominate someone else. This time, though, earlier this year, I got the email nominating me to be dean at the University of Miami School of Law, and my response was a visceral one. It was just a big wow. I knew that it was something that I had to do, and I threw my hat in the ring, and here I am.
That was an email like from a search firm?
Yes.
So what's wow about Miami?
As I was growing up, we would vacation down here almost every year. I learned to drive as a 12 or 13-year-old on one of my cousin's farms in Kendall.
That's a little young for driving?
Well, you know, it was Kendall in South Florida. And it was a big farm with lots of unused, unpaved roads. As many Jersey Cubans do, my parents retired down here to Florida many, many decades ago. They've had a home in Surfside. I love how there are places here where you could get a Cuban cafe con leche with your bagel and lox. The Publix next to my or near my parents' home sells dulce de leche rúgula, which just blew my mind when I first saw it. It was as if the Cubans and the Jews came together and said to themselves, how could we concentrate as much sugar and fat into one outrageously delicious morsel of goodness? Miami's where it's at.
That was Tony Verona, the new dean of the University of Miami Law School. And this is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.